From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Secretary of State John Kerry is sharply rejecting denials from Russia it is providing equipment or troops to separatist rebels in Ukraine. Speaking in Kiev ahead of a meeting between German and French leaders and Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, Kerry called for Russia to commit to a peaceful diplomatic solution, including a previously agreed-to ceasefire.
All we're asking is, though, that Russia and the separatists support and honor the commitments that they made, that they implement a real ceasefire.
Diplomatic efforts come as concerns are mounting about the possibility the U.S. could move to grant lethal aid to Ukraine. NATO's also forming a quick reaction force of 5,000 troops in response to recent military moves by Russia. President Obama is making an appeal for religious freedom as he quoted from the Bible, the Torah, and the Koran at the National Prayer Breakfast this morning. NPR's Scott Horsley reports among those attending was the Dalai Lama.
President Obama used the prayer breakfast to criticize extremists, like the so-called Islamic State, who claim to be standing up for their faith, but who are in fact, he said, distorting it. He appealed for religious tolerance and pluralism, both at home and around the world.
I believe that the starting point of faith is some doubt. Not being so full of yourself and so confident that you are right and that God speaks only to us.
Obama pointed to the Dalai Lama as a powerful example of compassion and religious freedom. The government of China had discouraged Obama from appearing in public with the exiled Tibetan leader. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Emotional reactions continue to surface across Jordan over the death of a pilot at the hands of the Islamic State. Now a cleric known for his criticism of ISIS is out of a Jordanian prison. NPR's Peter Kenyon says the sheikh was once linked with al-Qaeda.